You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Earlier this year, Fort Worth councilperson Kelly Allen Gray noticed something unusual in her district. A lot of dollar stores were opening their doors in a small area, over 100 stores in a 15-mile radius. And some of her constituents didn't like what they were seeing.
And then they just kept continuing to just pop up. And the more we started having the conversation, the more citizens started joining in to the conversation, expressing their concerns of these stores that were opening in their community.
They were concerned that stores like Dollar General and Dollar Tree were keeping out full-service grocers like H-E-B and Kroger and forcing residents to travel further to access fresh foods. So the councilwoman led a push to change the city's zoning code to prevent new dollar stores from opening within 2 miles of an existing one. Any new dollar store would also have to devote at least 15% of floor space to fresh foods. The measure passed on an 8-to-1 vote earlier this month. But the problem of stores like Dollar General or Dollar Tree overcrowding communities isn't limited to Fort Worth.
There are regions or neighborhoods within a lot of major cities where there are dozens or in some cases hundreds of dollar stores. They can be as close together as a block or two apart, sometimes across the street.
That's Stacy Mitchell, co-director of the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. They're an advocacy group focusing on community economic development.
By opening at that level of density, they really crowd out the possibility of other local businesses coming in, and particularly local grocery stores being able to have a foothold in the market.
That's because it's more expensive to operate a full-service grocery store. Fresh foods like fruits and vegetables don't have the profit margins that processed food items do. And when dollar stores have already cornered the market in these areas on those profitable processed goods, opening a new grocery store in the area becomes a risky undertaking.
That's the, you know, they basically skim off like the profitable part of a grocery store, and they don't offer the unprofitable part of the grocery store, which is the fresh food.
So that perpetuates the cycle of food deserts in underserved communities, like in Councilmember Gray's district, where people have to travel longer distances for healthy foods.
My constituents leave the community in order to shop. They are the ones that I see in the grocery store in other parts of the city buying groceries.
But Gray says she's hoping to change that by challenging the idea that low-income communities won't shop at grocery stores. She hopes that by containing the explosion of dollar stores in her district, other stores will see an opportunity.
But it's getting past that perception, and that becomes our big thing. How we get past the perception that communities of color don't have money to shop, because we really and truly do, and we're already doing it.
In the meantime, Gray says the next step is working with existing dollar stores to offer more healthy options. I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.